Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Scott Daly. On today's program, I'm joined by State VFW Commander Michael Brayman, Kevin Flack of Downrange Excursions, retired SEAC Sergeant Major John Wayne Troxell, and UFC Hall of Famer Pat Miletich as we talk about the upcoming Fight Night event.
First off, I want to say I appreciate you guys taking time out with me today about this. I'm going to start with you first. Just kind of talk about how the event came to be and how that all started.
Well, I met Kevin Flack's how it started with Downrange Excursions, the veteran nonprofit doing amazing things for veterans. I came in contact with him over in Pella at the VFW over there for a meeting, and it just got rolling and just basically networking is how it all came about. So,
well, let's talk about the event. It sounds like an outstanding event that's coming up here soon.
Yeah, July 2nd. Kevin, you want to chime in?
Yep. So July 2nd, we're obviously doing a UFC Fight Night fundraiser. So the whole premise of this, the nonprofit I run, Downrange Excursions, is just an entity that can set an example or set a precedence of what the VFW and CVMA, two larger organizations, should be doing nationwide, right? So this is the first time you've actually seen the VFW and CVMA come together. The VFW has been dying in memberships over time, right? And it's just because they aren't engaging as much with the OEF, OIF demographic. It's just an older generation. The CVMA, they're doing a ton of stuff with OEF, OIF. They have a huge national organization, but they don't have what the VFW has, which is resources, tenor within our country, right? So they have the ability to make legislative change. They have the ties in Congress. So why would we want to lose that when it does nothing but help veterans? But the CVMA doesn't have that right now. Do you get what I'm saying? They have numbers. So we bring those two organizations together. The VFW can start to prosper, continue to prosper with the help of the CVMA. And if you have both organizations working together, they can help other smaller veteran-centric nonprofit groups in their collective areas. I don't want my nonprofit national, right? Again, the goal is to set a precedent. So this is what this event, this is what VFWs and CVMAs in other parts of the country should be doing with the downrange excursions of their area. And when I say that, I'm just saying whatever veteran group is local to that area that's doing great things, boots on the ground. Because there's plenty of other organizations doing great things. Because the people that grew up in those areas know those people and those veterans best and what they're going to be able to engage with and what's going to work. So that's the whole goal of this event, is setting a completely different tone and getting organizations and people to work together to collectively be able to just help more and more.
So truly, this is a groundbreaking type event that we're having here in Knoxville.
Absolutely.
And then, Pat, with the obviously Fight Night part of it, you being a UFC Hall of Famer, being brought into the fold, and just talk about what doing an event like this means to you.
You know, it's a very unique event, first of all, and I've done a lot of things over the years with different veterans groups, different military groups. It's just a group of people, obviously, that I prefer to be around, you know, whether it's active military or veterans, just because of the nature of what they've had to go through and the willingness that they've had, obviously, to sign their name on the dotted line and do the things that civilians have not, right? So it's just it's important to me because over the years I've been contacted by, I guess, in the end, thousands of veterans, for whatever reason, think that I might be able to help them going through some of the tough times that they've been through, right? So it's just a way for me to give back, right?
Well, then talk about what exactly is going to go on at the event.
Well, one thing, we got a huge, another huge guest speaker, retired SEAC, John Wayne Troxell. He'll be there in person. And would you like to say some words, John?
Yeah, John, why don't you give him your bit on this event and why the VFW and why you're excited about it and coming into town for it.
You know, I spent 38 years in uniform, retired as the senior enlisted advisor to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the senior enlisted person in the DOD, and Pat hit it on the head. My focus now is to give back. So I serve as the national ambassador for the Veterans of Foreign War, and I also do ambassadorship with Downrange Supplements and support Downrange Excursions like Pat Miletich does. But I will tell you, when you look at my three paddle buddies here and us, the thing we all have in common is getting after networking. You know, how do we bring together three great organizations like the VFW, CVMA, and the Downrange Excursions to better take care of our veterans and our first responders and everything. So I think this is what's key with this event. But second of all, having UFC Hall of Famer Pat Miletich here, who does so much for veterans and first responders. And then as we look across these organizations, how we not only focus on providing and taking care of these veterans in terms of their mental health and everything, and giving them these events that they go and attend, but now getting after the physical wellness and health as well. And both Pat and I are focused on that from our respective backgrounds, me from the military, Pat as a pro athlete and a Hall of Famer. So I'm excited about this event. I will tell you, this is the first of a kind, and I'm hoping that the state of Iowa, which all four of us, you know, are from, will set the example for all the other states and territories within the VFW, CBMA, and those other veteran organizations like Downrange Excursions to partner together and to network, to put on a great event that will support our service members, veterans, first responders, families, or whoever that are those that continue to look out for the citizens of the United States.
No, hey,
you blow it out of the water every time, man.
Absolutely, yeah. This just sounds like an outstanding event. Anything else you guys want to talk
about?
Well,
the event's going to start at 4 o'clock. We're going to open the doors at 4. Then we're going to turn around and we're going to have a free will donation meal. They just make a donation to eat some food. We're going to have a stage set up there. They can do a meet and greet with SEAC retired John Troxwell and UFC Hall of Famer Pat Miletich. And we'll have the fights showing. It's going to be a good time. Come down and have fun. And it's going to be a great event.
Well, definitely. I appreciate all you taking time out. Thank you very much.
Thanks to State VFW Commander Michael Brayman, Kevin Flack of Downrange Excursions, retired SEAC Sergeant Major John Wayne Troxel, and UFC Hall of Famer Pat Miletich for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAcareless.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.